Cape Talk. Five things to do this weekend.
It's time for us to take a look at our pick of five things to do in Cape Town this weekend. And first, we're going to kick off with a proudly South African musical production. And this production is called Mzansi Many Roots One Tree. We're going to chat to Kevin very quickly about this production and the collective sort of performance and collective culture about this particular production.
So basically, the show is like you said, it's a collective musical production, and it's been put together by MCI. It was formulated by, Samson Gabileru and Nini Schlichter. I mean, these guys are just grooming everybody. And we've got rappers, dancers, vocalists. We even have a marimba band that's part of the production. So that in itself makes this a production that not every stage has put together as far as musicals in Cape Town or South Africa.
What are the highlights of the show, Kevin?
It's on at the Artscape Theatre, the 21st of June, starts at 7:30. We've got an 11-year-old boy and a girl who's doing original material in this production. And that just goes to show it's strictly local, strictly South African, Mzansi. And also we'll have Vicky Hampton doing her newest single. So that would be a highlight for everybody to come out to come and witness.
Tell us about the dance sensations, and are there any other additional singers and dancers on stage?
We have a dance duo called Sensation, actually, who does contemporary dancing. Then we have a group called Hybrid Dance Crew, and these guys are phenomenal as far as their dancing. They also collaborate with a lot of the artists on their single, on their solo acts, and they are just amazing. We have rappers, Craigos from Mitchell's Plain, King Luther from Athlone. We have vocalist myself, Kevin J, the 11-year-old that I just mentioned, Sydney. And then there's also Jesse, who's a youngster, a rapper. 11-year-old boy. This boy is phenomenal. And then it just goes on. We have Abavuki, who's our marimba band that's present on stage as well. And there are so many more to go through.
With the school holidays upon us, Kirsten Bosch have recently launched their Winter Wonders special, a perfect local breakaway for the entire family. And this afternoon, we're going to be joined by senior horticulturalist at the Kirsten Bosch National Botanical Garden, Cherise Viljoen. I think most of us know exactly how stunning and picturesque Kirsten Bosch Gardens is, but not all of us know about the activities that happen there all the time. Give us a bit of a tease as to what to expect, especially now that people don't know what to do with their children over school holidays.
It is a great place for families to spend time over the holidays. You know, we are known as the most beautiful garden in Africa, so that should be enough to bring everybody in. And what we've done for the winter holidays is we have got kids coming in for free, 17 and under. All entry for them is free, and it's a wonderful time to start exploring the garden. And many people have said to me, oh, I haven't been to Kirsten Bosch in ages. And you can start at gate one, and you can go into the desert house, the conservatory, particularly if it's not great weather, at least you're undercover. And we've got the upside down tree there, the baobab that the kids can see, and weird velvetias that come from the Namib Desert. So that's fantastic to start there. And pack a picnic so that you've got time to spread out into the rest of the garden. You could walk up to the tree canopy walkway, which you know we've called affectionately the boomslang because it's in the shape of a snake. And from there, the kids could even spot the dinosaur sculptures under the giant cycads, walk into the cycad amphitheater, follow your nose through the traditional healing garden, which is so interesting to learn how our indigenous plants can heal us, and into the fragrance garden to touch and rub and feel and sniff, and then stop somewhere next to the river and enjoy a picnic. It's an absolutely beautiful way to spend a day.
And you have a special on because I see that you know, children under the age or 17 years and younger get free entry to Kirsten Bosch. Tell us a little bit about that.
So we also, for the youngies in particular, for those parents who just want to sit down, take it easy, we've got a Winter Wonder special program offered at our Moyo restaurant, and there's slime making, there's drumming, there'll be magic shows, kids movies, sand arts, a whole lot of fun. Most of those activities are free. Parents need to stay nearby, but can certainly sit on balcony, enjoy the view, enjoy a cup of coffee while their kids are entertained for most of the day, 11 to 4 the program runs.
And this is Friday, Monday the 8th of July, all the way through until 2019, the 8th of July. Time is 11 o'clock in the morning until about 4 p.m. daily. The venue is the Kirstenbosch National Botanical Garden in Rhodes Drive in Newlands, and the cost is free for kids under the age of 17. More information, you can contact them, Winter Wonders Kids Activity Program at Moyo Kirstenbosch Gardens, and it's 021-799-8783. On to another activity for the kids for this coming school holidays. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? Artscape presents a delightful story of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Take your granny and take the kids along with for a fresh take on a classic tale. She is Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. The show is recommended for children from 2 years and up, and takes place at the Artscape Theatre at 10:30. It's an hour-long show, and it's Friday the 28th of June, and that show is costing you about 90 rand per person. So it's Friday the 28th of June at 10:30 at the Artscape Theatre. Although today is International Day of Yoga, I want to alert you to an event taking place today in celebration of this event that's acknowledged with the United Nations. Yoga is about union, so join different yoga communities in Cape Town and practice as one with the City Rock Cape Town, as they offer 4 free invigorating classes in celebration of International Day of Yoga. It takes place on Saturday, 22nd of June. This is from about 9:30 to 5:30. That's the City of Rock, Cape Town. The entry is absolutely free, and you can get more information if you contact them on capetown@cityrock.co.za, or you can call 021-447-1326. That's 021-447-1326.
Cape Talk. 5 things to do this weekend.
And finally, in 5 things to do this weekend, join the annual Winter Wonderland Volunteer Beach Cleanup at Gordon's Bay. Beach tomorrow, and you can do your bits for the environment. Bring a hat and sunglasses, and they will provide you with bags, gloves, and hand sanitizer. There will be an e-waste collection day tomorrow in Gordon's Bay at GBNW, that's Gordon's Bay Neighborhood Watch, headquarters Main Beach, and a yellow building next to the Hindon Park or Red Square Plain opposite the old Cape Mall. Bring us all your electronical waste, your old computers, TVs, phones, videos, recorders, UPS, fax machines, printers, everything that you've got in terms of technology, non-working toasters in the kitchen. I'm sure you've got one or two of those. Irons, anything electronic that is at the end of its life, and they will take care of the rest. That is an e-waste collection happening this coming weekend also. It's only Saturday, the 22nd of June, tomorrow, and it's from 9 until 11. Gordon's Bay Beach is where it's happening, the main beach across from the old Cape Mall. The cost is absolutely free. You can contact maria@showme.co.za. That's maria@showme.co.za for more info. And a contact telephone number there is 082-410-4004. That's 082-410-4004.
On the app, online, and across the